Mishum dehevei birosh etashmish liavir. It's true, the shayma, the watchman, wants to live underneath the tree. But what type of living is he there? It's called shetashmish liavir. He's only there because he has to watch the fields. He has to watch the rest of the trees that are growing. He has to, like, really be mishtamish with the avir, the things outside the tree. Just it's too sunny there, so you have to have a place to come into the shade. For kol dirah shetashmish liavir, any place that you're living, but the ikka living there is laavir, so you could take care of the air outside, the place outside. Like here, it's not to live under this tree. You're underneath this tree because you're a shomer, you're a watchman that's supposed to watch the whole field. Now, the ikka purpose here is laavir, to watch the rest of the field. So such a thing is ein metaltlim bo yaisim beis asayim. You're not allowed to be metaltl underneath this tree if it's wider than the beis asayim. In other words, these mechitzas, this tree, the branches of the tree, even though you planted it for that purpose, it's not considered hukuf ladira. It's not considered you really want to live in this tree. It's only considered the watchman wants to stay there to protect himself from the sun in order to watch the rest of the field, but not for actual dira. Therefore, you can't carry there if it's wider than a beis asayim. The Rashi says, Mishum David dira shetashmish liyavir. Ain't a lodur botomed. You're not there to really live underneath the tree. Elol his toifeh boh shrem rei hasodeh. Only the person that's washing the sodeh, it gets too hot, it's too much, too sunny, he goes inside to cool off. So that's not called a gudira. Therefore, wider than a base of sayin, you're not allowed to be metaltal. Right. That's the din of the Mishnah. Let's say the stump or the roots of the tree is higher than 3 tvachim, like 12 inches off the ground. Then it has a shame tree on it. And then the Mishnah says, lo yeshev aleim. You're not allowed to sit on them on Shabbos. For itma, we learned, shurosh ilon haboyim milamalo mishloisho letoich shloisho. You have the roots of the tree. True, it grew straight up, and it became higher than 3 tvachim off the ground. But then they bent over and started to grow downwards. So the end part of the root now, lamaiser, is less than 3 tvachim off the ground. What's the halacha? Rabbi Roma mutil lishtamish behen. You are allowed to use these roots. Hey, since lamaiser, these roots are not 3 tvachim off the ground, it's bent down and lower, it's like butted to the ground. So this part of the roots is considered kakakadomi, that you're allowed to sit on them, or you're allowed to hang things on them. It's mutal lishtamish ben. Rav Sheshi Somar also lishtamish ben. No, it's also, you can't be mishtamish with these roots. Why not? Rab Roma mutal lishtamish ben. Rab holds its mutter to be mishtamish, to use these type of roots. You could sit on them, or hang things on them, or lean on them. Why? The chopokos migimel. Anything that's less than 3 tvachim away from the ground is the aryahi. It's considered part of the ground. It's like butter to the ground. Therefore, just like you're allowed to sit on the ground, you're allowed to stand on the ground, you're allowed to put things down on the ground, who are then this part of the tree, you're allowed to be mishtamish with also. You could use it. Rav Sheshi Somer, Rav Sheshi says no. Also lishtamish ben. You're not allowed to use these roots. Even though right now the end of the roof is less than 3 tvachim off the ground, but still, since they're coming from an iser, they're coming from a higher root, which is 3 tvachim off the ground, asurin, it's also. That's Rav Sheshi's svara, that once the root, any part of it, grew higher than gimel tvachim, even though later it bends over and grows downwards, still what grows later is considered bo mikoyich iser. It comes from the part of the roots that are higher than 3, it has a shame tree already. Some midirabonim, you're not going to be mishtamish with this part of the tree either. And halacha is like Rabba, go to cool here, that anything that's less than gimel is mutter. So the Gemara, the domi kimishunaisa, the salken liloi yasurin, the nachten letisoi shori, letstodim plukta the Rabba Rosheshes. Now the domi kimishunaisa means the type of a tree that gives off roots, like Rashi says, we'll soon see, it's like a half circle. So there are different parts of the roots on top of the circle and the side of the circle. So the kitzur the din is the roots that are higher than gimel tvachim shita, they're also according to everybody. The roots that grow all the way on the side less than 3 tvachim is mutter according to everybody. Of litzdodim, the roots that grow on the side, so those is plucked to the rabba of Rav Sheshis, because mamish part of it is higher than Gimel Tvachim, and then it bends downwards and grows less than 3 Tvachim away from the ground. So according to Rav Sheshis, it's still Aser, because it comes from a root that's higher than 3, and according to Rav, it's Mutter, because Lamaisa, the place that you want to use, is less than 3 Tvachim off the ground. Let's see Rashi. Didomi ki mishunaisa. Kishen sela kaharze shemishupal dodim. Here, like the teeth of a stone, that's like a ha, like a half circle, like a mountain here. Kach yoitzin shroshe ketanim. The same thing, small roots come up, mitzeh hagdolim from the big ones. Let's dot them on the sides. Okfufim loris, they bend over towards the ground. Mikan ulit umikan. Is hagdolim holchim magdiyim. The taller ones go straight up. The alachsin yoitzin migim lukazir. That's the picture on the side. Is aloha the salki li lo yagdilim shagbilam alamigim, the ones that are higher than 3 and stay that height, is asun l'divri hakol. They're also according to everybody. Because the maisa, they're 3 tefachim off the ground, it's called a tree, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with it on Shabbos. The nachtu titoi, hagdilim l'roshay shel tzadilim, the one that grows towards the beginning of the tree. Kol shaloi gvoya gimel, it's not 3 tefachim off the ground. V'chein ketanam ayetzim menagdilim v'shipulam, ishar l'divri hakol, t'yakati lav l'chal isarosi. Because since they never reached 3 tefachim, it's not bechlal iser, chief it's mut according to everybody. Now the machlokes says where they grow on the sides, that they reach a point higher than gimel tefachim, and then they bend over downwards and grow downwards, according to Rab it's mut, according to Rav Sheshis it's also. So the Gemara of Echein Anigra, the same machlokes is by an Anigra. What's Anigra? So Rashi at Ilan Hayoytzim Etecharitz. If you have like a canal, a hole on the ground, a long hole, and inside the hole, that's where the tree starts to grow. Is cheritz kotzer osu lahoylech hamayim lesodis, like a canal that takes the water to the fields. Ushnei tzid ilan shotzad gidudi acheritz nechnosem bigdudav. Now, it's a narrow canal. This tree now goes from one side to the other side. So, lemaise, if you stand on the sides, and you see the tree coming up, it doesn't come up higher than the ground 3 tefachim. It only comes up 2 tefachim. But if you look the other way, the length, that you look down inside this canal, that you see that the tree starts to grow at the bottom of the canal, from the bottom to the top, it's more than 3 tefachim high. It depends how you look at this tree. If you look at the two sides on the elevated ground, on the two sides, then the tree does not come up 3 tefachim. But if you look at the cheritz, the hole itself, the other two sides, then you see that it is deep down more than 3 tefachim. So Rashi said, this is the machlokes Rab and Rav Sheshis. The Rab is a Rashi, the way the Bach is gerus. According to Rab, you go lekula and you look at the sides where the elevated ground is. In Shari, therefore it's mutter. The chopokas megimol ayakarya, because since you look at the two sides of the two sides. Now, how much of the tree is coming up above the ground? Less than 2 tefachim. So therefore, it's bota trakak, it's mutter. Avul Rav Sheshit, it's always machmir, we say mi umke moidid. You measure from the deep, from down inside the canal. Since it's coming up from a part of a tree that's higher than 3 tefachim, therefore it's also according to Rav Sheshit. So the Gemara of Echein bekeren zovis. The same machlokes should be told if you have a tree coming up in a keren zovis. That's in a corner. That's in a corner means like an L, a corner shape, that the tree is mamish smack in the corner there. So two sides of the tree you can't see because there's a wall there. Now we're talking about, again, this tree comes up on top of the wall, two tefachim. So if you look on the two sides of the wall that you can't see the tree, on top of the wall you only see 2 tefachim of the tree. On the third, the other fourth side though, if you look at it, you see that the tree is a nice long tree, higher than it could be 10 tefachim higher. So it's a machlekes. Like Rabbi Golakula, you say, since it is studded where the walls are, there you don't see the tree. You only see the tree on top. Less than gimel tefachim, it's mutter to be mishtamish with those two tefachim on top. But according to Rav Sheshis, if you go to Chumra and you look at really the tree is starting from the bottom, so it's more than 10 tefachim higher. It's maybe 12 tefachim because it goes 2 tefachim above the wall. It's also. Because according to Rav Sheshis, you always go to Chumra, since the tree Lameister is higher than 3 tefachim. And Rashi says, V'chein b'keren zovius, Ilon or Ola be Mitzoya Shnei Koislam, a tree that's growing in a corner in between two walls. Now three sides of the tree is like stuck in between those two walls. Could be three walls there. You only see one side that faces the outside. Now this tree grows up, but on the outside of the walls it only comes up less than three tefachim. Is the Rav called Pachas Migimol Lavilanu? The Miyelam Lo Givoya Shleisha. The Rav Sheshes though Me'ayya Mashkinim. We count from the bottom of the ground. When Mikarech Yisur Asa. Right. Zakti Gemara. Hahu Dikla. It was a palm tree. Ve'ave Le'Abaye belonged to Abaye. Ve'ave Solek Be'Apume. It was growing in Abaye's apartment, and it went up to the roof. It went through, you had an Epuma, Rashi says, Rashi, B'teich Abaye, Soy Oymik, V'oila Derech Pi Aruba. It's in the window in the roof. He opened up the window and the tree went through it. L'malam Menagat Pachas Megimel. Now this tree grew higher than the roof, but only two tefachim higher than the roof. So the question, if you're standing on top of the roof, are you allowed to use this tree or not? Because on top of the roof, only two tefachim, it's not three tefachim. So the Mara also came to Rav Yosef. They came to Rav Yosef, asked him the Shaila. And he said it was mutter. You're allowed to be mishtamish with this tree on top of the roof, since on top of the roof it's less than gimel tefachim. So the Gemara Amar Rav Acha Bar Tachlipa to Shor Lecho Karaba Shor Lecho. The Chori said that Rav Yosef was not to you to use the top of the tree. It only goes according to Rabba. Rav is the one that says you go to Kula and look at the top of the roof. You only see two tefachim. It's not called the tree. You're allowed to use it. So the Gemara Pshita Avada is Avada according to Hashreshit Sosa. So the Gemara, no, it's a chiddush here. Now the time I would think, afilu l'Rav Sheshes, it should also be mutter to use the top of this tree. Why? Because a svar always based on command the mal yadomi. I should always say a house, since it has four walls and a roof, it's considered like it's filled up, like the ground of the house comes straight up to the roof. So even according to Rav Sheshes, which it looked like the whole house is filled with ground, and the only part of the tree that's visible that's here is on top of the roof, which is only less than gimel tefachim, so it should be mutter, kamash mula, no. That since lemaiser inside the house, it is higher than gimel tefachim, and avad of inside the house, you can't be mishtamish with this tree, so what did on top of the roof, according to Rav Sheshes, is also considered mikoyach yisur rabo, then it's also. Then, according to Rabbi, you go to kula, that when you're looking at the top of the roof, all you see is just two tefachim, you don't see more, so two tefachim doesn't have a shem tree, therefore on top of the roof, you are allowed to be mishtamish, you could sit on it and use it. So the Mara Tanan, says now Mishnah, shor shov givoyim, min oretz gimel tefachim. If you have the roots of a tree that are growing higher than three tefachim, that's osir. The Mishnah says, lo yeshiv alayim. You're not allowed to sit down on top of these roots. To have a shem tree on it, you can't sit on it. So the Mara Hechidami, how are we talking about here? If this roots are growing straight up, they don't bend over at all. The korb shita abadav itzasa. So then all in Sechta Shabbos we had, you're not allowed to go up a tree. You can't be mishtamish with a tree. So once it's three tefachim tall and it's growing straight up, abadav itzasa. What's the chiddush of our Mishnah? Elo, what do you have to say? Alpha gav the hadri kipi. The korb Mishnah is coming to tell us like Rosh Hashanah. That even though later the roots bend over and grow downwards, so the end of the roots are less than three tefachim away from the ground, still it's also. So the Gemara loy, no, that's not the Pshat in our Mishnah. It's not a riot to Rosh Hashanah. Liyor lom the loy hadri kipi. I'll tell you like Rabbah. The Mishnah that said it's also is because the roots are not bending over and growing down. The roots are growing straight up. So the question is then, what's the chiddush of Tosa Pshita? This is the chiddush of our Mishnah. Ah, fagav, even though. Even though on one side of the tree, the ground there is elevated. That if you're standing on that elevation, on that ground, the tree only grows up, let's say, two tefachim. Still, it's also to use the tree. Because since on the other three sides, you see from the bottom that the tree is four tefachim high, so if you see on three sides that the tree is so high, even according to Rab, it's also. His Rab only is mat that we had before in the Karen Zavis, like Rashi says, that there three sides are covered up. Or maybe only two sides, but Kol Ponim, you need at least two sides of the tree to be covered up that you don't see it's Gevoya Gimel. But here we're on three sides of the tree, it's opened. It's only one side that there's a klesel, only one side is next to an elevated piece of ground. That if you're standing on that ground and look, you only see the tree is less than three, that's awesome. Because since three sides is open, that's also even according to Rabbah. So that's Pshat in our Mishnah. Even though one side of the tree is next to a piece of ground, that if standing on that ground, the tree does not come up more than Gimel Tvachim, still the tree is also, because on the other three sides it does come up more than a Gimel Tvachim. Yeah, it's the Moravaitim. Tana Rabbonin, learned in the Braisa, Shroshe Ilon Shegvoyim Minoret Gimel Tvachim. If you have the roots of the tree that are growing up higher, they're higher than three tefachim off the ground. Oy sheyesh chalal tachtehen, or else there's a chalal, there's an opening in the ground that gimel tefachim, that goes down gimel tefachim, and there's a root growing down there. So the kitza, the roots now are three tefachim, or higher than the ground. Is afal pi shetzidu yechet shavul oretz, even though one side of the root, one side of the tree, like is adjacent, is close to the ground, that part of the ground is elevated. So on that side, the tree does not come up Gimel Tvachim. Still, since on the other three sides, you see that this root, this tree, is three Tvachim off the ground. So it's considered an Ilan, it's considered a tree. You have the din of the Rabbonin is, Hareza lo yeshev aleihem. You're not allowed to sit on this root. Lefi, why? Lefi, because with the Rabbonin, there's halachov, lefi, shein, oilin, bilon. You're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos. Because it's a gzera, maybe you come to pull off the branch on Shabbos. V'yei nitlon bilon. Who are then you can't hang something on a tree. If you want to take off your coat or take off your hat and put it on top of a tree, it's also on Shabbos. V'yei nishonim bilon. You're not allowed to lean on a tree on Shabbos. These are all gzeras. Because maybe you come to climb up the tree and while you're climbing up, you pull off a branch. So therefore it's also to be mishtamish to use a tree at all on Shabbos. You're not allowed to climb up the tree Friday before Shabbos. And sit there the whole Shabbos. Because the Maisa, you're sitting on a tree, and we say it's also, you're not allowed to be Mishtamish, you're not allowed to use the tree at all on Shabbos. Kol Yom Kula. Echot Ilon V'yechot Kol HaBehema. The same Gzera applies to a tree, and who are then to a Behema? You're not allowed to ride on a Behema on Shabbos, or be Mishtamish, use an animal, or take off your hat and put it down on top of the animal, for the same gzera. Because maybe when you're riding a horse on Shabbos, you'll come to pull off a branch off the tree and hit the horse. Therefore, the Rabbanan made gzera on any behemoth, it's also to be mishtamish, to use the behemoth on Shabbos. Avos ok the braisa, bor siyach umara, together, let's say you have a ditch, a bor, there's water there, or a well, siyach umara, different type of ditches or holes that have water on the bottom of it, or else the gedder is a high fence, is alocha metafes v'oila metafes v'yerid. You're allowed to climb up, you're allowed to climb down on Shabbos. V'yafilo hein me'yama. Even though it's 100 amas tall, this fence, or 100 amas deep down, this ditch, if you want to climb down to get the water, it's mutter. And like Rashi says, the chiddush is, that we say you're not allowed to climb up a tree on Shabbos, the issue is not because there's a tircha. There's too much bother involved. If it would be al tircha, so it should be also to climb down the ditch also, it's also a tircha. But the pshat is like we said, there's no gzeri mishum tircha is too much bother. The gzeri is if you're climbing up a tree, a live tree, we're afraid you pull off a branch. Mashing in here, climbing up a wall, that's not a live tree, it's some dead wood, or else climbing down the ditch, that's mutti because there's no gzeri you come to pull off a branch on Shabbos. Zumar Tony Chod. Tony Chod, in one braisa we learned, Im Allah Mutalerit. If a person climbed up the tree and he's there on Shabbos, he's allowed to come down on Shabbos. The Tony Chod, another braisa says, no, also Lerit, you're not allowed to come down on Shabbos. You have to stay there the whole Shabbos, you're not allowed to come down. From the Gemara Lakash, there's no stira. Kan Meboidjoim. One is talking about you climbed up Meboidjoim when it's still Friday, before Shabbos. So you did not do an Isra by climbing up. Then we say you're allowed to come down on Shabbos. Kan Mishach Hashecha. But if you climbed up on Shabbos, since you did a Nisa by climbing up, the Rabbanan made a Knas, you're not allowed to come down. You have to stay there the whole Shabbos, you can't come down. Same, another Teretz to the Stira, Ho V'ho Meshech HaShecha. Both prices are talking about that you climbed up the tree on Shabbos. One says yes, one says no, but like Kasha, there's no Stira. Kan B'Shegi. if you climbed up a shogi, you didn't realize it was Osir, or you forgot today was Shabbos, then you are allowed to climb down. Kandamezit. But if you climbed up, you knew it was Osir, and still you did it, the Rabbana made a knas, you can't come down. Yiboyisem, another teretz, I'll tell you, hob, hob, shogi. Both prices are talking about that you climbed up the tree on Shabbos b'shogi. You forgot today was Shabbos, or you didn't realize it's Osir. You're a shogi, you didn't do it willingly. You did it by accident. For Hokus, what's the machlekes? What's the two brises? Because shogi got to make the kemiflegi. So machlekes, to make a knas, even though now you're a shogi, you did it by mistake, or to a place where you do it the mezid, and there the rabbanon do ask you. Mass of one brise says kansinah. We do make this knas. So even though you climbed up the tree by accident, still we say it's us of you to come down on Shabbos. Or mass of the other brise says no, like kansinah. We don't make this knas. Therefore, since you went up a shogeg, Rabbanu did not cancel you to say you can't come down on Shabbos. And Lalocha, we hold that if you climb up there b'mezid on Shabbos, you're talking that the knas, you're not allowed to come down on Shabbos. You have to stay up there the whole Shabbos. But if you climb up a shogeg, then you are mutter, it's mutter to come down on Shabbos. So the Gemara. Omer Rav Huna, b'red Rav Yeshua. Ketanoi. He wants to say this machlekes, these two brises, he's told in the machlekes tanoim. What's the machlekes tanoim that we learned? Ha'anis nim b'maton achas. If you have by dam kochim, it means, let's say, a korban, a bechor, you bring, the kohen makes the shechita, you make the shechita, and then by the kabbalah sadam, when the kohen has to make the zrika, the loch riz, you only have to make one zrika on the mizbeach. So let's say, ha'anitonim b'maton achas. The dam of a bechor that only has one maton and one zrika on the mizbeach, shenis arvu b'nitonim b'maton achas. Not mixed up with other dam kochim, that its din is also only to have one zrika on the mizbeach. Is the halacha poshid? You nost them a maton achas. You're allowed to have these two dams that mix together and make one zrika. A monoshef you mekayim the din. You're getting this blood on the mizbeach, which is the mitzvah zrika. So everything is okay. Yeah. Hu adin matin dalid b'matin dalid. Let's say a korban chatis, the dam of a korban chatis, the mitzvah is to make four zrikas on all four sides of the mizbech. They got mixed up with other dam chatis. It's also pshit to hear that you nostum b'matan dalit. Halacha is, make four zrikas on a monoshok yimakayim the mitzvah. But the question is, matan arba b'matan achas. Let's say the dam of a chatis got mixed up with the dam of a bechor. As the loch is the dam of the korban chatis is supposed to make four zrikas. The dam of the bechor, you only have to make one zrika. How many zrikas now do you do with this blood? If you do too many, there's a lava bal tesef. If you do too little, there's a lava bal tigra. So what's better to do? So it's a machlekes. Rabbi Eliezer Weimer, Yinosta b'matan dalet. He says, make four zrikas here. You have some dam bechor that you're only supposed to do one. He also what? Since there's dam chatis mixed in here, that is supposed to have four zrikis, you're better off doing four zrikis. For Rabbi Yeshua Raimeh, Yinosnum b'maton achas. He holds no. Put it in make only one zrika. You have some dam chatis here, the din is you're supposed to do four zrikis. Now the loch of Akotchim is like this, that b'dievet, if you only make one zrika, you also yaitza. So Manashach here, make one zrika. For the dam of the Bechor, Pshita, that's the din, you're supposed to do more. It's very good. There's some dam chatas here, that its din is to have four zrikis. We say it's better not to do too much, because since b'dievet you yotze with one zrika, we only make one zrika. Yeah. That's Rabbi Yeshua's svara. Now the Gemara says, Oma aloy Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer had a tainus Rabbi Yeshua. Hare you waver about tigra. According to you, that you only make one zrika, you're over about tigra, you're doing too little. Hey, for dam chatas, you're supposed to do four zrikis. How come you're only doing one? You're not doing the mitzvah. Oh, my Lord, Rabbi Yeshua. So Rabbi Yeshua tied it back to him. Harehu oiver b'val toisif. Faket, according to your svara, that you make four zarikis here. So true, for the chatis, you're right, you're supposed to have four. But you also have some dam b'chor mixed in here. And for the dam b'chor, it's only supposed to have one zarika. By you doing four zarikas on four sides of the mizbeach, you're doing too much, which should be b'val toisif. So Mamana Shafat both has time you're doing the wrong thing. Now the Gemara says as far as up. Omer Rabbi Eliezer, Lo Yomru Ela Kishu B'yatzim. He says no, there's no Baal Tosef here. Baal Tosef is only when you have the Dam Bechor by itself. So then the din is to do one. If you do four, you're doing too much. But here where it's mixed together, so since als for the dam chatis is supposed to do four, there's no bal taisa by doing four, even though you have some dam bechor mixed in here also. Omar le Rabbi Yeshua, so Yeshua answered back the same thing then. Le nemru bal tigre, like Yeshua b'yatzma, I'll tell you the same spur. There's no love about tigre, I'm doing too little. Here, what's the question? You have dam chatis. So true, for the dam bechor, you're only supposed to do one. There's some dam chatis here also that should have four. So you're doing too little by only doing one is batigra. The Torah says, no, batigra is only by itself. We have dam chatas, and you only do one zrika for no reason. That's the lot. That's you're doing too little. But here, where it's mixed up with dam bechor, so as a dam bechor should only be one, so therefore you have a reason why you're only doing one. Therefore, there's no batigra here. For Yoidam of Yeshua, Yeshua says another story like this. Kishenosata, if I will do four zrikas here, or vater al batayisif, I'm talking of doing too much. For the dam b'chor, I'm doing more than I should do. I'm doing a ma'is, I'm doing something I shouldn't do. If I don't do the four zrikas, I only do one, is a varta batigra. Take it true, you're not doing the right thing to get to the dam chatis, you're doing too little, because for the dam chatis, it's supposed to have four. But I'm not doing a ma'is avera, it's like a shevi atasa. Therefore he says, shevi atasa is better, don't do anything is better. That's the machlokes. Is it better not to do anything, therefore only do one zrika? Or else, no, it's better to do four, to do the mitzvah. I, for the dam b'chor, you're doing too much. He also what? Since you have to do it, you're allowed to do it. Yeah. All right, let's turn over now. Yeah, so this machlokes, the Gemara wants to say like this. The Rebbe Eliezer, the Yom HaHosom, Kumas HaYodif, according to Rebbe Eliezer, it says it's better to do the ma'isa, make the four zrikas adam, is hachinami the same thing here. If a person climbed up the tree on Shabbos, yorad. It's better off if you do a ma'isa of coming down, because by coming down, now chachi won't be on the tree anymore, rather than staying up on the tree and being there the whole Shabbos. Abul Rebbe Yeshua, according to Rebbe Yeshua, the yom that he says the svar is awesome. Shevi atasi odif, it's better not to do anything. Don't do the extra three zrikas. Only make one zrikam. Hatayi hochinami, here also. Lo yerit, if you climbed up the tree, it's kedai to stay there. Don't come down on Shabbos. Don't do a ma'is of climbing down. So the Gemara name, Dilma lohi. Maybe it's not totally nismachloikis. I'll tell you like this. Ad kan loy kamer Rebbe Elazar osam. When does Rebbe Elazar say over there, you should make four zrikas, do a ma'is on kumasay odif elo de kovid mitzvon? Because I call upon him, since there is dam chatas mixed in there, and by the dam chatas you're doing a mitzvah by making the four zrikis, so it's kedai to do the mitzvah. Avol hocha de lo yavid mitzvah. Mashen can hear by climbing down the tree. There's no mitzvah involved in climbing down the tree. It's only if you climb down the tree, you won't be on the tree anymore, so you won't be doing an issa. So it's like being mafresh, it's like taking you away from an issa. So maybe here, Rabbi Lezer never said you should do it. Maybe here you shouldn't climb down. You're not doing a mitzvah. Vinami, another svar is, Ad kan lo kamer Rabbi Yeshua. When did Rabbi Yeshua say, Hosom, Shevi atasa yodef? When did he say it's better only to do one zrika, not to do four? That it don't do too much. When is that?